Wilhelm?
Well, this has been tabled, but I'd like to ask one more time, is there anyone here for the YMCA Zilber 27th Street property that might have came in after we asked that question? This will be returning with the 21st.
We have to move that.
So your motion is to table the 21st?
Yes. Second.
Postpone, excuse me, yeah. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G3, an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance, change C1 Conservancy Floodway Districts to single-family.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4, a resolution to impose conditions and restrictions for a property at 2803 West Southland, Jerry's Auto Expressions. That would be Alderman Taylor's district.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, there is an issue that the applicant will work with the engineering department on drainage issues. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Jerry. Item G5, request to survey property owners for sanitary sewer, roughly 76th and Oakwood, 76th and Ryan, Mr. City Engineer.
Recently, we had a developer for the northwest corner of Oakwood and 76th approach us about needing utilities to his parcel. He's looking to develop a large plot of land owned by a family there. Water and sewer is particular needs. We started looking at the situation. We know that there's others that along that route and in that general vicinity that have a desire for sanitary sewer. We've talked about this area several times. Bottom line is we don't really know who wants these utilities, so that's why we want to survey it. Once we get the survey completed, it's the hope that engineering would probably more closely define a probable route for these utilities. This isn't like one street that needs 8 homes served by a water line or something. There's some varieties of different ways we can do it, and it depends on who wants it. You can see that some of the properties would have some very large expenses when you look at the tables. So I can understand that some would not, but some that I thought would not have come in and visited our office and said that they are because it now makes their property more valuable. So I guess we don't really know until we ask the question. And so the thought is let's survey them, find out if they would like these utilities, then we'll propose a project and come back to you and talk about the water and sewer and how specifically we could finance it.
Should the council choose to go forward, I'd ask that the engineering department ask the 3 aldermen to review, but let's not make this into a huge project, but review the survey before it goes out and offer suggestions. Alderman Mayer.
Just a question, Glenn. What can you share with us what type of development wants to come in there or when would we?
Well, actually, they're looking at 2 properties. There's a the property that they're looking at, I believe it's 75 single-family homes, about a third of an acre kind of thing. They're also, I understand, are in discussions of acquiring the property that's owned by Southbrook Church. I believe it's 17 or 12 acres. I don't remember how much, but we've seen a couple different concepts. They talked to Joel.
Let's keep it general.
Okay. So there have been no plans submitted. I'll tell you that, but we've been talking about some different options.
Okay. Thank you.
It's residential in nature.
Okay.
Alderman Dandrea.
I've already spoken to one of the gentlemen that this would affect, and he's in support of considering this. So in light of what this motion is asking us to do, it's to send out a questionnaire.
Correct.
But if it's a question of is this sewer and well, at least sewer is accessible to that parcel of land where the Ryan Creek Interceptor is, at least from my very inexperienced
correct.
Point of view. Correct. Okay.
Well, so, but to be clear, an individual cannot connect to the interceptor. They have to connect to a mainline sewer that then connects to the interceptor.
So So you wouldn't have access to this interceptor then? Not directly, indirectly?
They would, but it would be much deeper, and it's a lot more than what they would have to install for their purposes.
Cost more? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But besides that, I've got some support from property owners that would this would possibly affect. So I think it would be good to, send out another questionnaire. But we also did send out a questionnaire how many years ago, and has there been a significant ownership change of the property? There has. So, okay, then I'd be in support of sending out another questionnaire.
Alderman Wilhelm.
When you do this, is it going to be votes per owner or votes per tax key number?
Here we go.
I was planning to send one per parcel.
One per parcel. So if there's six, I'll just use Milwaukee County because they're on it. They get like six votes or something, or how does that work?
Mr. City Attorney.
It's per an adopted common council policy. It's one per property.
Okay. So then Milwaukee County would count for six different ones? Or I'm.
Now you do.
More than six.
Well, I just threw that number out there, and I use Milwaukee County because I'm not picking on any particular name, so I could have picked any duplicate name off the list.
Well, I object to you picking on Milwaukee County.
That's a first.
And and as I tell residents, too, it should be noted that just because it's more than 51% doesn't necessarily mean that you would select to do that, so obviously you have the choice.
Well, while the city attorney is looking at that, so where I'm looking at the total cost column over on this side, of the far right-hand side of the page. So let's say the particular person at the top of the page, the total cost for them would be, say, $48,000 for...
For the sanitary only.
For the sanitary on their property.
Yes, because it's assessed per frontage foot, and most of these are very large properties.
So... if that's just one single-family homeowner, that's a pretty big chunk of money, unless, they have a lot of land and they want to sell it. But
agreed.
I just wonder, it almost feels like, they're subsidizing a development by putting this in. I get the benefit to them eventually if they sell, but if there's someone that's not wanting to sell, are they aware of all that that will be in the letter?
And agreed. That's why I'd like to look at who exactly is interested. And I think there are some locations we can shift the utilities to or from some properties to avoid the people that don't want to participate.
And the districts involved would be 6, 4, and 1?
Yeah, the east side of 76th Street would be Alderman Taylor's district. The west side would be Alderwoman's Mayor's District, and north of Ryan Road would be Mark Gandry's district.
Okay, so does Alderman Taylor, since he's not here, does he know about this?
Yes.
Thank you.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Okay, the only thing that I have is that I had mentioned a property, and I don't know what address it is, but if you look at the map here, Glenn, just this end one here, I had asked that person not be included on there. It's my understanding that they will not ever be able to get sewer because of the way the land is. They'd have to have their own pumping station. That's my understanding from the former city engineer. So I would appreciate it if he was taken off. But I also have a question about the blue line.
Before we go there, just because they can't get there by gravity doesn't mean they can't be served. So they're basically on the end of the line. They could have an individual grinder pump and connect to it.
At whose cost?
I generally like for the property owner to own the grinder pump, but that's a decision we can make later on.
Okay, so how much is a grinder pump?
I've installed units for $5,000, but they can cost as much as $15,000 depending on the complexity of the situation.
They can cost that much plus the installation, or I'm just saying
that would include the installation.
This is a very expensive project per property owner.
Yes, it is.
And to add that onto it, how realistic is it that that person is going to want to do that?
And that's why we're sending out the questionnaire. Let them tell me.
Can you explain the blue dotted line, please?
The blue dotted line is existing water. The red dashed line is the Ryan Creek Interceptor. The blue shaded areas are areas that do not have water or sewer, so we would survey for both. The situations with the with the green generally have access to water, or it'd be very difficult to serve. So they would be surveyed for only for the sewer side.
So you can't, for instance, the property that I was talking about, you're not going to send water down that far too?
Had not planned to, because I think there's some other water main projects in the future that are, we've talked about looping, remember the CBRF discussion, talking about how to extend the water for those purposes. We could, if you'd like me to include that.
Well, maybe just as a separate item so that they have the opportunity.
So would you also have a large parcel on the south side of the road also connected?
How about you guys work this out?
We will.
Okay. Okay. You guys work it out? One address here, is whatever you want, it's fine.
Let's
anyone
see.
Else?
How's the answer to the question?
Mr. City Attorney.
Was correct that
it is
one survey shall be provided to and available for return per property, and that's the Southwest Sanitary Sewer Service Area. That's not the old 1993 resolution that was amended 3-4 years ago or thereabout for only the Southwest Sanitary Sewer Area.
I'm sorry, can you?
Alderman Mayor.
Clarify that's
one
only
property, one survey gets returned.
Only for this part of the city?
The Southwest Sanitary Sewer Area, that's described in the municipal code.
Okay.
It's related to the Ryan Creek Interceptor Area.
Alderman Barber, and we still don't have a motion on the floor.
Would these individuals or owners customarily know that they're going to be getting a survey and what they can do to answer questions before a return date, or would there be a meeting? How is that handled customarily? That's all I'm asking.
I can tell you that several already know about it because they've come to visit me. We generally send a letter with the survey, so it explains that we are available to answer questions. That's not uncommon for people to come in and ask additional questions, and we'll walk them through the process and explain any questions that they have.
Alderman Dandridge.
How quickly does this developer want to see an action from this council?
I don't have any specific dates. We have not seen any development plans.
Okay. And have you talked to finance?
Yes.
Regarding this?
Yes.
So, Paul, we should probably get something put together so we can look at a hypothetical on this project with all our funding needs that we need.
Well, that study has not been completed.
Okay. Okay. Just so we're on a heads up on that. Okay, thanks.
Okay, this is just a survey. Alderman Wilhoff.
Right, it's a survey, but we're going to spend staff time, staff mailing, staff time, and yet how are we going to fund it if everybody says yes? I guess I'm, it just seems just a little backwards, but it's not my area. I'll just, whatever the council wants to do. Would be my concern if it was affecting the third district.
I think given what we heard this evening in citizens' comment period, it would be upside down if we got the money first and then asked.
I didn't say get the money. I said find out where the money would be available.
Alderman Liberta. Mr. Liberta.
Staff, Glenn and I talked about that very point this afternoon, and we both recognize each of the questions would be useful to have the answer to the other one. But since the actual costs involved could be greatly shaped by the design path where it was laid. We decided to do that piece first and then have stronger numbers to look at the financing side. But Paul, myself, and Glenn have talked separately about this to make sure we know the additional work that would need to be done if we decide to do it, financial information that you would need in order to even consider going forward.
Then I'll make the motion to direct staff to send a the needed questionnaire out, along with working with the aldermen, the abutting aldermen of the district, to make sure that we're involved with the development of this survey.
Okay, but
however you want to phrase that.
Be easy on it. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is adjustment of the sanitary sewer user fee. This is a cost generated by MMSD. Mr. Rotzenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Annually, Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District provides the city a cost manual indicating what they anticipate charging the city for sanitary sewer processing costs for the coming year. Finance then reviews our records and budget for the coming year and makes some recommendations here to Common Council as to the expected sewer charge for the coming year. After the analysis that was done this current year, finance is recommending that the city charge be reduced by 0.9% and that the MMSD charge, which is going up 1.1%, would get blended together for a quarterly residential billing charge of $50.52. That's a fixed charge for all private residences. That would be an increase of 0.4% or approximately 22 cents per quarter or 84 cents for the year. Staff is recommending approval of that for the quarter, which began January 1st of 2017.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 No.
That was energetic. Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent, no abstentions. Item G7 is an authorization to execute an agreement for lead paint inspection at City Hall. In the amount of $5,850.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent, no abstentions. Move on to item G8, which is an ordinance to amend the annual budget for various funds. Mr. Rotzenberg.
This proposal before you, ordinance before you, would amend the 2017 budget to include those programs which were initiated in calendar 2016 but did not get completed during the course of the year. So the funds would were appropriated in calendar 2016. They were not expended. They are part of the fund balance at the end of the year. And this would adjust the 2017 budget so that when those project costs come in, they would be matched up against a budget that would be brought forward from the prior year.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion approved, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Move on to G9, which is an ordinance to amend the 2016 annual budget for various funds. Mr. Rotzenberg.
So as the mayor pointed out, this particular ordinance would amend the budget for the year, which finished in December of 2016. As finance is beginning to pull together those records and complete that, the council will recall that included in the annual budget for 2016 was an appropriation for a general under expenditure, meaning that we anticipate line items not to be needed for the year. Principally, these would be staff vacancies, and all of that was appropriated in the general government category. However, the general government category did not underspend by the entire appropriation, so staff is recommending and will likely recommend on an annual basis as we complete the year to review that under expenditure and then appropriate that or move it to the various activities which had the under expenditure. So included in your packet is a chart at the bottom, or at the top of the second page indicating what the original budget was in thousands for each of the areas, what the current amended budget is, and how the current activity would match up against that. General government would have overspent by $140,000 unless this amendment is adopted. What we're recommending is that $398,000 be moved from the general government category into public safety and public works, and then all categories would be within budget. We are not increasing the budget. We're merely allocating it between line items.
What this is providing additional transparency in accounting.
That is correct.
Something we've heard tonight. Is there a motion regarding this matter?
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Bandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Move on to item G10, Committee of the Whole Recommendation, status report from the Ballpark Commons. There's no action there. Likewise, no action required on the presentation from Rueckert and Mielke.
Mr. Mayor, could I just make one
Alderman
quick comment?
Alderman Mayer.
If Aaron was here, I was going to let him know about this. I should have mentioned it last night, but when we talk about the Ballpark Commons in the future, I want to remind them that we talked early about them having provisions for Franklin High School to utilize some of their facilities. I want to make sure that that message gets to them, that that is still my intention. And also things like senior citizen discounts and other provisions for our community. So I just wanted to get that out there. I'll
appreciate
remind
it.
Them, too, when we see it, too. I meant to do that last night.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. There was no. There is a motion in front of you. Suggested motion by Mr. Liberta relative to the item for Fair Commission regarding changes to St. Martin's Fair time, day, and location. Can you see it?
Mayor, this isn't in front of everybody.
Oh, Mark is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mr. Liberta?
It was simply a clarification based on the discussion last night where to change the wording so that when you bring back the ordinance to adjust the times that per the request, we'll bring in the budget modification and fund transfer at that time. And since there was a motion already in your packet, we wanted to make sure. And so after the and in the middle, you...
I'll read it, Mark.
Okay.
Is there a motion to direct staff to prepare an ordinance amending the municipal code to reflect changes to the monthly St. Martin's fairs as recommended by the Fair Commission, and a budget modification and fund transfer to provide additional funding for promotion and advertising to follow?
So move.
Second.
Right, Mark? Okay, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D was direction from the council relative to an Intergovernmental Cooperation Council request for action on a gun resolution. Alderman.
Mr. Mayor, if this was on a health matter, we'd refer to the health department. If it was on a fire matter, we'd refer to the fire department. EMS would go to the fire department. This is really something I think should be referred to our law enforcement, to our police chief, and understand that this may not be in time enough for those people that want it, but I think that would be the appropriate thing to do, to move to send this for recommendation from Chief Oliva.
I would second that.
Okay, before we go on to that, I did talk to the chief today, and I hate to, I'm going to paraphrase,
get it right.
This is his words, but the net of it is, he saw this as no harm, no foul, but he wasn't going to spend any time on it. He didn't see a purpose in it, so my welcome to do whatever you want to do, but I'd say just direct the mayor and his representatives to abstain from any vote.
How about
so
this?
Whatever, but did we consider that a motion? No.
Well, someone made a motion a second, I thought. Yeah. I heard
I didn't
one
know
and
what
two.
It was just but referred to police department.
All right, let's do Alderman Wilhelm. Let's say there is no motion on the floor, if that's all right.
No, there is a motion on the floor.
There was a motion and a second.
Okay.
To send it to
police. All right, and the motion was to refer it to the police department, right? Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess I agree with that motion to send it to the police department, and I wouldn't put a time frame on it. He's a busy guy, and let him bring it back at his discretion. My concern is it's involving, they're asking for costs or some type of purchase of this test equipment. And
I don't know.
Right, we don't know. But there is wording in there that suggests that. My other concern is if it's test equipment, certainly not going to put active police officers using test equipment. So would it be test equipment during target practice or what? And so I would like to see him at his convenience, let us know if he sees anything, and just present it to us. And that's fair. And
I'm
then,
good with that.
Then your simple answer is you're waiting for the police chief to... That's what the
council
directed. You are
giving me direction. I understand.
We're giving you direction to
no
have
issue.
The police
Mark will
chief
back you up.
I have no issue. Alderman Mayer.
That was actually what I was going to say.
Alderman Barber.
That was exactly what I wanted to clarify.
Ding, ding, ding.
We're all good. Let's take a vote.
Mr. Levert is good, too. So all those in favor of referring it to the police department with no time schedule, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I am suitably instructed. Thank you. Move on to licenses. Alderman Wilhelm.
It's going to be...
Alderman Mayer.
We are approving every one of them. What have we done wrong?
Wow. Is there a second?
Second.
No letters?
No letters.
Jeez. All those in favor of approval of all of the licenses on the license committee agenda, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Do we need a roll call on that?
Nope.
Nope.
You will on the next one. Move on to invoices and vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of March 2nd, 2017, the amount of $589,287.52, and payroll dated March 3rd, 2017, in the amount of $382,922.80, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $216,176.96 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated March 17, 2017, in the amount of estimated at $381,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions estimated in the amount of $407,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax payments and refunds with an ending date of March 2nd, 2017, in the amount of $748,287.78. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
I just would like to clarify, if the finance officer didn't catch it, that at the second bullet point, you referred to the amount of $216,100.
I'm sorry. The amount is $218,176.96, and I think that's the first time in 3 years.
That could very well be. I believe it is.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge?
Aye.
Motion is approved. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstention. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.